Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse on this 20th day of March. Hope you're having a great day. Today we're going to finish Leviticus chapter 20, and I'm going to be reading verses 17 through 27 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. If a man takes his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and sees her nakedness, and she sees his nakedness, it is a shameful thing. They shall be cut off in the sight of the children of their people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness. He shall bear his iniquity. If a man lies with a woman having her monthly period and uncovers her nakedness, he has made her fountain naked, and she has uncovered the fountain of her blood. Both of them shall be cut off from among their people. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister nor your father's sister, for he has made his close relative naked. They shall bear their iniquity. If a man lies with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They shall bear their sin. They shall die childless. If a man takes his brother's wife, it is an impurity. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless. You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my ordinances and do them, that the land where I am bringing you to dwell may not vomit you out. You shall not walk in the customs of the nation which I am casting out before you. For they did all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said to you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess it, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am Yahweh your God who has separated you from the peoples. You shall therefore make a distinction between the clean animal and the unclean, between the unclean fowl and the clean. You shall not make yourselves abominable by animal or by bird or by anything which the ground teems, which I have separated from you as unclean for you. You shall be holy to me, for I, Yahweh, am holy and have set you apart from the peoples, that you should be mine. A man or a woman that is a medium or is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall be stoned with stones. Their blood shall be upon themselves. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we do want to keep all of your statutes. We do want to keep all of your ordinances. And we're so thankful that you have given us the Holy Spirit that causes us to want to, that causes us to follow in your footsteps, that causes us to be victorious, and also convicts us of sin when we have gone astray or when we have wavered. We now have your very presence within us, teaching us, guiding us, leading us, showing us. So thank you for that, Lord. We do want to honor you in our words today, the way we speak about people. We want to honor you in our actions. We also want to honor you in the way we even pray for other people. So, Lord, thank you for giving us life and breath today. Father, I pray for the person who is struggling with food, and that can take a lot of different forms. But, Lord, I just pray that you would help them to see that you in the New Testament have made all food clean, and it is to be eaten with joy. And so, Lord, I pray that you would set them free and help them to eat with joy. Lord, I pray for the person struggling with an addiction, whatever form that may take. Lord, I pray that you would help them to want to get better. And Lord, nobody can overcome anything on their own. I've definitely tried. It is a horrible thing to try. So I pray that you would send community around my friend who may be battling addiction so that they can let their story out, because that untold story will not heal until it's out with some safe people, and people can help in community help that person heal. So Lord, I pray that. Lord, help us to be discerning in the media that we consume, and even the manner in which we consume it. I think about myself and how easily social media can become addicting. Forgive me for scrolling more than I'm scrolling through your word. Although right now I'm doing the 90-day Bible reading challenge. I just don't have time. But so that's a good thing to pray, Lord. So instead of filling our minds up with the world's wisdom, Lord, may we scroll through your word. May we concentrate, read, and extrapolate from and learn from and absorb and memorize and devour your word. May that be the source of our wisdom, not the world's wisdom. May that be the source of our decision-making processes. May that be the source of the way we treat people, as we've learned so much from your word. I thank you for the word of God. It is a blessing to me. It always, always, always helps me. And so, Lord, help us to fall in love in 2024 with your word. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's several different levels. At $1, you get it. $1, you get a teaching from me on Zoom once a month. At $10, that plus a free painting. $25, you get all that plus a secret podcast. And at $100, you get all of that plus I send a book to you. Actually, I send you a physical signed book. And in addition to that, you'll be added to my prayer team if that's something you're interested in. So thanks so much to all my patrons, and thanks to you who listen to Pray Every Day.